from campus. As far as it can go, what'd you say? Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
yours.
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to him,
it's his.
And to them,
theirs.
And to her,
hers.
Okay. People have been to visit you, and they're about to leave. You say to them,
well, y'all come see us again.
Okay.
Or they would say, y'all come home with us.
Okay. That's very common, both those things. That's sort of the, would you really mean that, or would that just be the
same? If anybody ever said, yeah, I'll come
over. Yeah. You wouldn't say that, wouldn't you? That's true.
I know something. I'd say, better stay with us.
Okay, better stay with us. Yeah, better stay a little while. Yeah, you hear that a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
That's why you hear that for dinner, too. You better come sit down with us. You better come and eat with us. You heard that?
Yeah.
Heard that all my life. Have you heard any other words that use that combination? How about asking about people at a party, you'd say, have been there. You want to know who's been there. Would you say
all have been there?
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about if, when you're asking about all the speakers' remarks, everything said, you might say, what? You know, you want to know everything said.
How would you say?
Yeah. You use that? Yeah. Or like a professor or something. What kind of breads do you know about?
Cornbread or loaf bread, corn light bread, Mexican cornbread.
Now what's Mexican cornbread?
You cook in the pan just like cornbread, only it's got different spices and some corn in it. I don't know what else in it, but it's a lot spicier.
Got peppers in it too.
Yeah.
If no one else will do it for him, you'd say he'd better do it.
Better do it himself.
Okay. If no one will look out for him, you'd say they gotta look out for him.
Better look out for yourself.
Okay. Now, the cornbread is, what do you mean by cornbread? Do you mean baked in a pan, or do you mean
skillet?
Do you mean baked like pancakes, or?
No.
You mean that's a pan?
Usually we always use a skillet. And just mix up your flour and milk and eggs and bake it.
Makes me hungry, think about that. Are there different kinds of cornbread besides, you said Mexican cornbread?
There'd be like a corn pone. My grandmother used to make a lot. And
now what's that?
Oh, that's just...
Have you ever heard that called spoon bread?
I've had spoon bread. I don't think it's the same thing.
It's a different thing.
I had what somebody said was spoon bread not too long ago, and it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Corn pone is, I guess it's like just plain flour made up, and it's not that much taste to it, just shaped and usually cooked two at a time, two big pounds.
That's like a spoon bread's real sweet. Okay. Anything else you can think about?
Yeah, there's kind of bread.
Go ahead.
I can't think now what it's called, but usually it's sort of like cornbread you cook on top of the stove. I can't think of what it's called. And it tastes like corn pone. Doesn't have much taste to it. I don't know what's the name for that now.
You ever hear of corn dodger?
No.
Okay. What about are there two kinds of bread for you? Or how many kinds are there? You ever heard the term store-bought bread?
Yeah.
Does your mother ever bake bread when you were coming up, or is she mainly?
It's always just store-bought bread.
What's that kind of stuff the stuff you buy at the bakery usually? Circles of
donuts.
Fried and so on. Okay. And what do you eat? What do you eat for breakfast and put syrup on?
Pancakes.
Okay. And what's the difference between syrup and that thicker stuff that you might use?
Syrup is just like maple syrup or anything, ain't you, Mama? And molasses